The Riverside girls track team has had a lot to be excited about in recent years, and a lot of those same runners are back this season. We're joined by Coach Jared Hoffman to talk about the Lady Dogs. Coach, how excited are you for the upcoming year?
I'm pretty excited. We had a pretty good season last year, so I'm looking forward to getting into it this year.
When I say upcoming year, it is already really off and rolling. You guys competed at the Iowa State Indoor Meet. What were some of the highlights from that?
We got into it. I didn't know where we'd be at with training since we were only a couple weeks in. But the girls really competed real well for – I didn't think they had much base training yet, but they got after it. We had some real good performances from some individuals, and our relay teams did real good.
Tell us about the group you've got. I mean, obviously some very talented sprinters, but that's not all. Who are some of the athletes you're really going to look to have a strong year?
Yeah, starting off with our 4x1, which was pretty strong last year for us, state qualifier, state medalist team, and we're returning all four girls. From starting with Veronica Anderson, who was also a individual qualifier in the Open 100, and she ran on the sprint medley relay at state as well. She starts us off real good. She's been a good sprinter for us. And going to Izzy Blummel, who's our veteran on the team. She's our only senior right now. So she's been really getting after it for us, and she's been a state qualifier and state medalist for me. And then going to Emma Gordon, who's coming off a good freshman year. She's good to fill in for certain spots, and she was always there competing well. And then finally our anchor was Lydia Erickson, who had a real good year last year, was a state medalist in the Open 2, and ran some pretty good 400s for us, and she's an anchor on that 4x1. We've got some pretty good mid-distance. They showed really, really well last Thursday for our 4x8. I was really impressed with them. Didn't know what they would do for that. And that's made up of sophomores and juniors and one freshman. Starting junior is Macy Woods. She's a state qualifier in the 4x4. Carly Henderson and Rebecca Cody are sophomores on that. They've both been putting in really good work. And then had a pretty good freshman on that, Ellie Henderson, who's done she's impressed me so far from mid-distance to she's our high jumper too. She got off to a good start on that on Thursday.
Do you feel like you've got a pretty clear picture of what your strengths are and how you're going to set your lineup, or is it the type of thing where you've got enough athletes or maybe you can experiment for a while and really figure out what you're going to put all your, try to be the best at by the end of the year?
Exactly. It's kind of difficult because we have things that we relied on last year, but we've got some good freshmen and some other girls coming in that can kind of give us a little bit of leeway where we want to put some people throughout the year to try and tune up before we get into districts or conference and districts and seeing what we get to state.
You mentioned some of the freshmen already, but are there others that you haven't yet talked about that come in with a lot of promise?
Yeah, Veronica Schechinger stepped up last Thursday for us. She ran some real good races for us. And then Ayla Richardson, she's gotten into the hurdles for us and started one of our relays. Those are two pretty solid freshmen. That's a pretty good group. And we've got good numbers, so I'm excited for the year.
Are you going to Concordia Friday?
We are planning on Concordia. As my alma mater, we try to get there every single year.
Well, sounds good, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you.
See ya.